to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Don Ecker of the Dark Matters Radio Show, friend of the Paracast, joining us. We're talking shop and answering your questions from forum.theparacast.com. He was asked why he got out of the field, but sometimes you think things like that are self-evident. What's the next question, Chris?
Well, this one comes from William J. White, and this is interesting. I've never heard this before, Don. Don, I remember you mentioning that you thought it was Bill Moore who had told you about a piece of information that you had gotten from one of your government, he had gotten from one of his government contacts regarding a couple that lived in rural California who were under constant government surveillance because they were actually extraterrestrials. Have you since confirmed that it was in fact Bill Moore who shared this information with you, or was it someone else? And do you think there was anything to this peculiar story? This is a new one for me, Don.
No, he got that a little confused. Back in the early 90s, after Bill Moore made his infamous announcement at the MUFON symposium in Las Vegas, we reported on that in UFO magazine. Of course, at that time, I had a lot of contacts, and I was trying to keep ahead of some of these games that various peoples were playing. But at any rate, at that time, Bill Moore and I, somewhere along the line, agreed that we were going to have lunch or brunch every few weeks just to kind of, quote-unquote, catch up. Now, the bottom line was, Moore wanted to know what the hell we were doing, and I wanted to know what the hell Moore was doing. Now, another guy came out of the woodwork about that time that was making quite a splash out here in California that the Paracast members will recall was a guy by the name of Michael, well, was going by the name of Michael Younger. Now, Younger had been in touch with me. It's a kind of a long story, and I don't want to get sidetracked with all of that. But one day, he called me up, and he knew that I was having these meetings with Moore. And he asked me, he said, by the way, he said, when you meet with Bill, he said, ask him about this because one of my contacts wants to know, and I think it was letting Bill Moore and his intelligence contact know that this other group, which, and to be honest, I don't know to this day who they were or who they represented, but they were going by the nomenclature of COM-12. That they were keeping a couple, Moore's intelligence people, were keeping a couple living here in California under surveillance. And I said, well, for what reason? And Younger got a little hinky about that, and finally he blurted out, well, he said, the belief is they might be E.T., and, you know, I got to tell you, I thought when I heard that, I thought, oh, boy, what is this? So I said, okay, sure, I'll ask him. So the next meeting that we had, we were sitting there having breakfast, and we were chatting about this and that. And I hit Moore with this. And Moore's reaction was very unusual. And he looked taken aback. And apparently there was something about this story that was true. And Younger made sure that I told Moore that according to Younger's contacts, that these people had the potential to be extremely dangerous. And I passed that along. And basically that was the last I ever heard about it.
That's pretty interesting. You know, Bill Moore, of course, for some of our newer listeners, he kind of did a mea culpa. I think it was 89, wasn't it, Don, where he admitted that he was a disinformation agent, that that he had been passing along
questionable. Well, no, he never admitted he was a disinformation agent. What he did was admit that he had been working hand in glove with some of his intelligence contacts, because at one point they had promised him that if he played along, that they would bring him into the fold somewhat. And Moore, of course, like most of us, was desperate to try to get a handle on what this whole thing was all about. Now, yes, he did admit that he passed along to a civilian scientist by the name of Paul Benowitz a document that was patent disinformation. He admitted that. But according to what Moore told me, and I talked to him several times about this, that he cautioned Benowitz. This was his way of trying to explain this. He had cautioned Paul Benowitz that he would be very careful before he accepted the document's contents at face value. But the bottom line is, he passed along disinformation.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying. And it, boy, did it cause an uproar in the field. This was a little bit before I got involved, but even not being directly involved in the field, I do recall the furor and hearing about it, that it really turned everything upside down.
He effectively destroyed his own participation in this.
Absolutely. I mean, he was never really taken at face value or really seriously again, for that matter. Not that he's ever really, based on what I've heard, I think he's really kind of reconciled this whole thing in his own mind. And he never really, I think he felt a little remorse about it. But the fact that he actually fessed up showed that he was a bigger man than others in the field. Let's put it that way. And you have to admit that it did take a considerable amount of courage. And I would say just, forthrightness to come forward like he did. And that's commendable, I think, to some degree. Now, Goggs McKay, of course, has, as Gene mentioned earlier, has quite a number of questions here for you. And a few of them go back to your days as a law enforcement officer. And he wants to know if you were directed to a home in which someone proceeded to relate an alien abduction type event, conscious memory, not through hypnosis, while you were in law enforcement. And if so, how'd you proceed with that? And would you have proceeded with any investigation at all as a police officer?
Boy, when I read that, I got to tell you, I sat there and I thought about it. And I'll be extremely honest and upfront. Back in those days, if somebody would have approached me with something like that, quite frankly, because, one thing about this field, it's a learning experience. And things that today I might take at face value, I would have never entertained the thought 30 years ago. But if somebody would have come to me with a story like that then, okay, and I'm talking about 30 plus years ago, I would have probably thought they needed a mental health intervention.
Yeah. How about now? I mean, would you take it a little bit more seriously, depending on the details? Or
And for years, I have stated this, and I'll state it again. We often had people come to us when Vicki and I were doing UFO Magazine, and they would relay some of these perceived experiences. And I was always extremely uncomfortable with it, because I was afraid that I might do more harm than I could do any good for them. So this is what I always recommended to them. Number one, if this is something that you are very troubled about, okay, this is something that you cannot deal with, that you need, you feel the need to have support with this perceived experience. The first thing that I would recommend to you is to see your family physician.
Right, before we talk about that physician and what he might respond, we have Don Ecker joining Gene and Chris in
the Paracast.
Yeah.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So the first suggestion, you see the family physician, assuming you have one, and I think a lot of people don't these days.
Right.
What's the next suggestion, Don Ecker?
Number one, you see your family's physician. Number two, if you are having a hard time dealing with this perceived experience, seek a mental health counselor. Now, I am not suggesting by any stretch of the imagination that I'm saying that you're disturbed. What I am saying is that these would be the people that might be able to help you deal with the situation. What we're talking about here, guys, and this is not something that is often discussed in connection with abduction, but we are dealing with a type of PTSD, if it's an actual experience that these people have undergone. The other thing that I would tell them is that I do not, under any circumstance, recommend going to someone that deals in UFO hypnotherapy. Or, even some of these groups that would get together. You've got to be very, very careful because they can muddy up the field if you're in there. I have been to a number of hypnotherapy regressions as an observer. And in one case in particular, I remember this hypnotherapist talking to the client that they were dealing with. And during the hypnotherapy, I can remember distinctly this person asking the person on the couch, well, what planet were they from?
Oh, boy.
This kind of business, boy, will just screw the pooch, okay? So I would be very careful with this because you can really screw up someone's mind. And that's why I always refuse to get involved in those.
And in particular, what you just said. If you do that, you're basically causing them to fabricate an experience.
Exactly.
And that makes it worse. I understand, for example, why Kevin Randall doesn't believe in hypnotic regression.
Yes. Yeah. Randall, Bill Cohn, Dr. Bill Cohn. And he's now left the stage, but television producer Russ Estes wrote a book about that very thing. And incidentally, when they did, and unfortunately, I don't remember the title of Randall Cohn and Estes' book, but when they wrote that, boy, they got a lot of hate in the UFO field. There wasn't much love coming their way.
How about other types of cases while you were in law enforcement? Goggs McKay asks, again, cop days, did you ever hear anything yourself or through the grapevine, a law enforcement grapevine, that was worthy of the X-Files? Any sort of strange paranormal type reports that were filed?
Yes.
Before you answer that question, let me just tell our listeners, the book from Kevin Randall, Russ Estes, and William Cohn is called The Abduction Enigma, An Investigation of the Alien Abduction Phenomenon. It's from 1999. I guess some publishers still have used copies. Sorry to interrupt.
Yes. Yeah, there were two things that came to mind about would they be worthy of the X-Files. And the first one that I'm going to mention is one that I've mentioned here before when I was a lead investigator on two cattle mutilation cases. That, I think, definitely qualifies. The other one happened not long after I first became a uniformed police officer. Now, one thing that I'll never forget, because at the time I was not thinking much along the lines of UFOs or those types of experiences, but we had a hotline telephone number to call in the event that something ufological came our way. And I'll never forget the first time, and I don't anymore remember what the number was or who it went to. I never used it. But we had a number right there in the department to contact if we heard of any UFO cases, okay? Now, that kind of, I found that kind of strange at the time. We're talking circa 1970, early 1974. The other thing that I heard about that was kind of a mind blower was between my hometown and going down into Antes County. Now, there were a couple of ways that you could get there. But this one route was kind of like on a country lane. When I heard about this, I was absolutely amazed. But another police officer from a different department, his wife had been driving down there. And if I remember now, this would have been in the fall. And she was literally driven off the road, wrecked her car. And when all the facts came out about it, she claimed that a UFO, an unidentified flying object, a saucer, had streaked down, overflew the road, was coming right at her, and she was driven off the road and into a tree. Even MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, reported on that in one of their monthly publications. And I think, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, but this was reported on sometime during, I believe it was 1973. I think that would have probably been X-Files worthy.
Chris?
We have a bunch of questions, Don, about your very commendable work, you know, with the lunar anomaly subject. But I want to go on to some of the other questions first, and then we'll get into that. This is another question from Gogs McKay, and it's a good one. Do you think the huge number of UFO videos being taken and available now are leading to some critical mass that makes it undeniable that there are objects or phenomena in the sky that are neither hoax or explained, that you can explain conventionally? And he says, I believe that even after weeding out obvious computer graphic hoaxes, etc., there are still a staggering amount of good videos and pictures out there, and the number is increasing hugely. Do you think that this is going to, do you think the data or the images are going to overwhelm the mystery? Do you think this is some sort of positive development? And do you think it's going to make it easier to possibly gain more information about this, about these mysteries?
In a word, no. I don't think, to begin with, I've gone up to YouTube and have looked at many, many videos. Many of those are, quite frankly, hoaxes, okay? The stuff that can be done today with computers and software just boggle the mind. And many, many, many of those videos that are put up there are suspect just on the very front of it.
And before we get to the back of it, we have Don Ecker joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
Don Ecker with Gene and Chris on the Paracast, and he's answering your questions, which are posted at forum.theparacast.com. Don, you were in the middle of answering a question from our listeners. Would you proceed?
Yes. The other thing is, regardless of how many photographs or pictures that are taken of supposed anomalies, today it is virtually impossible to validate many of these. Simply because of the power of personal computers, the software, the way that these things can be manipulated. A few years ago, about 3 years ago, I was working with a guy that was trying to put together a television program. This guy was a producer on my lunar stuff. And at the time that I was working all on spec, incidentally, it was all ended up being a freebie. He often would direct me to various links that were supposedly showing some UFOs that had been videotaped. I'll never forget one that took place somewhere supposedly on an island, I believe down in the Caribbean, if I recall correctly, where these two absolutely mind-boggling UFOs with fire coming out of them, what have you, right above a palm tree.
Yeah, well, that was the Haiti. They call it the Haiti footage, I think.
Right. Well, it was bogus. The whole thing was slapped together by somebody. They did one tremendous job on it. And boy, I'll tell you, the first time I saw it, I was thinking to myself, good Lord. But it was phony. So how do you today, with the digital thing, with computers, with software, how do you make a determination on what's real, what isn't? It's not like the old days where you could go back and you could have experts examine the negatives from footage. You could examine to see, well, was this thing hanging from a wire? Was it suspended in air some way? It's impossible to do. So I'm very cynical about that.
So you think that this is actually doing more harm than good? It's actually making it more difficult to separate the signal out of the noise, the wheat from the chaff, so to speak.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Well, there are certain diagnostic elements that the average hoaxer is not aware of that has to do with the ionization effect that these objects have in the atmosphere, especially anywhere near water. You're going to have what akin to plasma effects that that tend to be seen during legitimate sightings, and could account, for instance, for some of the vivid colors that people have reported over the years. So I think with an accurate analysis by somebody who knows what they're looking at, I think that these things can be determined whether they're real or not pretty quickly. But you're right, Don. I mean, for the average person looking at some of these these videos on YouTube with the you know, the super compressed video that, you know, YouTube is now becoming infamous for in the UFO realm, some of them are just you just have to wonder why someone's going to spend hundreds of hours to create some of these amazing hoaxes. Why just to get their yayas off and get people thinking that this is a real sighting event. I wonder about the motivation sometimes behind some of these very elaborate videos that are, you're seeing more and more of them. And it's unfortunate, it does muddy the waters. But he asked a related question: the availability of affordable, reasonable quality digital cameras on phones, etc., in countries where previously there were few, means that there are now potentially hundreds of millions of new witnesses with evidence of UFO activity. And I would add the word with potential evidence of UFO activity. An example is the former Soviet Union. Do you think, Don, UFO activity on the whole is increasing, or are we just more able to capture the evidence? I think there was an article that just came out last week saying that we've had quite a significant drop since 2012 in reported UFO sightings. What's your feelings? Do you see any trends here?
No, actually, with a few exceptions, it seems like there have been fewer and fewer reports coming out. Now, back in the 90s, there were a number of groups, there were organizations, not the least of which was MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. There was organizations like the Fund for UFO Research. There were some serious people that were trying to do some serious work. Unfortunately, because of current economic conditions, the fact that it's seemingly more and more amateurs are entering the fray with not a basic background or MO and how to conduct a correct investigation, or how to go about securing evidence, talking to people, interviewing people. I've seen the whole field basically de-evolve, and I think if you're being honest, I think you would agree with that.
Sounds like Devo, the offbeat rock band of the 80s.
Yeah, I would agree with that, boy.
So, you know, to get back to it, I'm not real positive about the direction that a lot of this stuff is heading, especially when you have organizations like MUFON that, for all intents and purposes, have been co-opted. Any data that flows in seemingly goes down a deep, dark hole, never to be seen again. The people that do have money, and I'm talking about primarily folks like Robert Bigelow, who seemingly collects this information as soon as it's fresh off the griddle, is not releasing any of it.
It all goes in, doesn't come out. Now, in the case of MUFON, I think that was the dispute they had with him. Bigelow was financing MUFON investigations. But now MUFON still has a publication. They still have their annual events. The only criticism I see is that there's more of an effort to give them entertainment value at the expense of solid information.
Yeah.
And they bring on guests who maybe should have been vetted. Have we heard that before?
And not only that, but you get the same old crowd going in there. When is the last time that they actually had an investigator, a speaker, somebody to come in and really shake them at the foundation? You don't have that. My God, I mean, you can say a lot of things, for example, about the 1989 MUFON symposium that was hosted by John Lear, of all people. But that I was there, as a matter of fact, I was a speaker there. The only time that I ever spoke at a MUFON symposium of that stature. And boy, there were a lot of things that were shaken up there, but you don't see that anymore. They don't want to ruffle feathers. They don't want to, you know, make waves. And so what are you stuck with? Pablum.
Well, the other thing I see, and this is an example, Chris and I went to the International UFO Conference near Phoenix, and they had a lot of really good speakers this year, unlike the previous year. But how many people, if you look at the demographics, were below 50 years of age? So we have the UFO events, but are they attracting the younger people that we need to move the investigation forward? We need the new ideas, and we old codgers just can't run it ourselves.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is, why would somebody that's 25 or 35 want to shell out $100 or a couple of $100 or maybe even more to go to something like that when they can get virtually everything they want online?
You've got it. We've got Don Ecker of the Dark Matters Radio Show. Join Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating.
loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
As usual, you listeners to the Paracast ask the great questions of our guests. And we've been putting the head to the grindstone here to try to get the best questions out for our guest, Don Ecker. Chris?
Yeah, I've got a real good one here. This
okay,
is from
we're waiting for this one.
Yeah, this is from William J. White. Your history with Bill Moore, we've talked about, but he's interested in your history with another Bill, Bill Cooper, that is the stuff of legend. Do you see anyone in the current scene, Don, who has either taken Cooper's place or is potentially the next nutter in line for his mantle? Oh, boy, where do we start the list?
Well, there are people out there that I suppose could be put into the same church as Bill Cooper. But, hey... Let's be real here. Cooper was in a class of his own. And even to this day, occasionally I will see people that still support Bill Cooper's information and Bill Cooper. They never knew the guy. Many of them never spoke to the guy. They've read his book, Behold a Pail of Horse Manure.
Which is still a huge selling book, believe it or not.
Yeah. You can't put down a good hoax.
Yeah. And, you know, but the guy, and he's been dead since November of 2001, I believe. You know, you just can't keep this guy buried. He's like a vampire. He keeps rising from the grave. But there are a number of people out there that can be almost as shrill, almost as disruptive as Bill Cooper. But, you know, honestly, I don't see anyone with the stature of a Bill Cooper today that, is close to, galvanizing the great unwashed the way Cooper could.
Well, I guess that's good.
I think it's good.
Yeah, maybe we're actually making progress.
Slowly, painfully. As these old hoaxers die off, they're not replaced by newer hoaxers. Except maybe kids who play with their cameras and maybe want to become video directors, filmmakers, so they make those fake UFO films. I think that's part of where we get those videos from.
Yeah, or you know, something along the line, if you remember a few years ago, the Blair Witch Project, which was, and I watched that, and I got to tell you, I thought it was crap. I was really glad I didn't pay to go see that, but sure, you've got people out there that would love to run the next great hoax by and catch, you know, especially some of these UFO folks by the short hairs, but only time will tell.
So we can't have any more Lost Creek UFO films.
Yeah.
I still have a problem with some of these very, I mean, they don't have a discriminating bone in their scientific body. Third phase of Moon, that group, Michael Cohen. There are a disturbingly, I think, in a sense, an increasing amount of organizations and YouTube channels that are jumping on anything that looks potentially real, and that, you know, again, to someone who knows the field, most of this stuff you can see right through it, but promoting these hoaxes to, as you put it, the great unwashed masses as being real events, and I think it's really doing the field a lot more harm than good. We're descending into this pop culture sort of programming of what this phenomena or what these phenomena are and you know, potentially what they're about, and creating so much muddy water to have to wade through. And it's you only have so many hours in a day, and who wants to waste their time looking at their Facebook posting or answering an email? Go, oh, you got to see this clip. You got to see this footage. And you know, the clock is ticking while you're going to the site, looking at this stuff and saying, oh, I can't believe somebody thinks this is real. So we might not have these galvanizing presences, but we do have these people that are, I think, for the sake of traffic numbers on their YouTube channel or for whatever motivation, are promoting, you know, ridiculousness. And to me, that is really doing a lot of harm. And, you know, a single person, I think, is an easy target, but when you have these groups, it's much more difficult to combat the negative effect that they're having, I think, in public perception.
Well, you know, back from about 1989 through just about the end of 1997, I did an incredible amount of appearances on various television programs, and I mean a lot. For a couple of years there, you could, you know, catch an appearance that I made on various programs almost every week. And during that period of time, I still believed that we at UFO Magazine could influence the field if I could get some of these TV guys, and in a few cases then, some TV women, to listen to some ideas that I had. And it was, what the ideas were actually very simple. I said, look, why do you run UFO shows on your program? Well, one very simple reason: ratings. Okay, you want to get as many viewers potentially to watch your program as you conceivably can. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can do that with a UFO subject. And I had my patter down to a fine tune there. I said, all you've got to do is, we can do a special on specifically military and NASA encounters on the UFO subject. And I beat that drum, and I beat that drum with everybody I could talk to. I took meetings at places like CAA and, other big talent agencies. I took meetings with all kinds of producers. I could not get one of those brain dead morons to see what I was telling them was the absolute bottom line truth. Can you imagine if they would have put some of the energy into a special like that, like they later put into the Monica Lewinsky scandal, for example?
The alien autopsy, that was one of my favorites.
My God, the alien autopsy. My God, yes. And nobody, I couldn't get anyone to seriously consider that. And you know why I think, why that was so? I think it scared the hell out of them. I think they were literally frightened at what forces they might be unleashing if they went with something like that. Because, yeah, let's face it, most TV is pure crap.
Well, Don, you were known back in that particular time period and later for your appearances on the Larry King Show. Goggs McKay has an interesting question here for you about Larry King. He says, I only just read that Larry King had a UFO sighting. You, having been on his show before, do you know any details of this sighting? I've never heard him bring it up when he covers the topic on the air, meaning King, and I don't actually know if the report of him having a sighting is a fact. Do you know of anything like that? I seem to kind of faintly recall that that kind of did spark his interest, but I've never heard any details about it.
Now, Larry King was, once again, we're talking pure pablum. The closest, probably, that Larry ever got to really, and I pissed him off to the point that it was the last time that I ever appeared on a show. I'd have to sit down and count them. I think five, maybe six appearances on King. And the last one I did was with Jim Oberg on the STS 48 thing. And I didn't intentionally at the beginning of the program, I didn't mean to do it, but I dominated that show. And it upset Larry to the point that at the very end of the program, he said, well, I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Don Ecker Live. And that was the last time that I was ever on his program.
I remember that.
Okay, so he was giving you a message.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. We have Don Ecker joining us. This is his last appearance. Not by a long shot. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.